America weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Do you know there are innocent habits that we all have that can take years off of our lives? You probably do some of these every day and don't even realize it, but there are things you can do to correct it. You know the biggies in life. Don't smoke, stay out of the sun, and go easy on the processed food. But if you really want to maximize your chances of living forever or maybe just for a really, really, really long time, you need to pay attention to some lesser-known culprits as well. So here are some habits to start avoiding. Number one, obsessing about your age. Does the thought of another birthday make you bristle? Well, you're not alone, but it's best to check your attitude because dwelling on it can have serious implications for the aging process. Fixating on the negative parts of getting older, like mental decline, could actually make you feel older, this according to research from Purdue University. The good news? The secret to feeling younger is within your control. It's as easy as believing that you are younger. Well, that's easier said than done. But the idea is not to worry about things you cannot control. Your age is a number, and it's going to increase by one every year, no matter what you do. You cannot worry about things you cannot control. Next up, a nut-free diet. Here we go with the peanuts again. Unless you are allergic, you may want to add nuts to your snack rotation. Results from two long-term Harvard studies show that daily nut eaters were less likely to die of cancer, heart disease, and respiratory disease. In a 30-year study follow-up, they were found to be 20% less likely to die overall. Whether it's walnuts, almonds, peanuts, pistachios, or another variety, and preferably unsalted, a handful or two a day will do the trick. My wife is always pushing walnuts on me. I hate walnuts. Next up, acting stingy. These are innocent habits that could take years off your life. A study published in the American Journal of Public Health suggests that helping others reduces stress and ultimately lowers your risk of dying. Generosity really is the gift that keeps on giving. Next up, this is an obvious one, sitting all day long. If you spend most of the day in the seated position, it's time to take a stand. A study published in the journal BMJ Open found that sitting for more than 3 hours a day can reduce life expectancy by 2 years. But what if you have a desk job, as most people do? Do your best to get up periodically throughout the day to take a quick walk. Get on your feet while you take phone calls and see if your company can provide you with a standing desk. Every little bit helps. Yours truly is affected by that. I work in a tiny little studio. So what do? I try to stand some of the time, and it's always important to take a little walk, even if it's a walk to the bathroom or walk to the vending machine, but don't buy any candy, just to be able to stretch your legs and just to keep things moving. There are companies now that are doing extremely well by marketing the standing desk, and they are becoming more and more popular where they're the height of a kitchen counter, and you stand there and you do your work. You can sit when you want, but it's better to stand than it is to sit for most hours of your workday. What about staying up all night? Whether you work the graveyard shift or just happen to hit your stride when the sun goes down, there's a dark side to rising with the moon. Sleeping too little or consistently sleeping against your body's biological clock raises your risk of type 2 diabetes, obesity, heart attack, and stroke, all to varying degrees. Less sleep is also thought to accelerate the brain's aging process. This according to research from Duke NUS Graduate Medical School Center for Cognitive Neuroscience. Wow, you say that a few times, that'll take some years off your life as well. And the list of reasons to catch more Z's continues. Being down in the dumps. Depression is not good. It turns inward and it starts to really eat up your insides, literally. A lingering gloomy attitude isn't just a bummer, it can also endanger your health. Women who are jealous, anxious, or moody and distressed in middle age may be at a higher risk for developing Alzheimer's later in life. This according to a nearly 40-year study published by the American Academy of Neurology. The silver lining is that reducing your risk is as simple as working on your attitude. If you can't get out of your funk by yourself, it might be time to consider talking to a therapist. walking slowly. These are things that if you do, you could take years off your life. Pounding the pavement at any pace is a great form of exercise. But a study of 39,000 walkers from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory found that over a decade, the death rate was highest among the slowest strollers, even if they expended the same amount of energy as someone walking briskly for a shorter time period. And the final one, living with sexual frustration. A study published in Biological Psychology found that people who recently had that type of relationship with someone had lower blood pressure than those who didn't. See that? So, men, walk up to your wife. Honey, do you want me to live long? Well, you know what you gotta do. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. So we've watched television's The Last Man on Earth. Of course, that led us to wonder what life would be like for the last biker on Earth. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute, stranded all alone on a deserted island, the last biker on Earth. In the middle of this meager existence, you spot a speck on the horizon, which grows larger, turning out to be a boat captained by a lone, beautiful woman who provides smokes and whiskey, then peeling off what little clothing the girl has on, asks, "How long has it been since you had some real fun?" You pause for a moment and then yell, "Oh my God, did you bring a motorcycle?"
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This monster of a middle linebacker was named to the 1990s All-Decade Team. He's a two-time Pro Bowler who finished his 10-year career with over 1,000 tackles. He was a rare combination of size and speed.
That 273-pound monster middle linebacker who runs like a gazelle.
So where is Levon Kirkland now? Levon returned to Clemson, his alma mater, and graduated in 2004 with a degree in sociology. 4 years later, he was inducted into the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame. And in 2011, Levon accepted the head coaching job at Shannon Forest Christian School in Greenville, South Carolina.
Linebacker blitz design, and Kirkland will have him at the 32-yard line.
Still plenty to tackle for Levon Kirkland. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.